ever. My faith, no, never. My faith, it's my voice. You may change.
Hello, brothers and sisters around the globe. This is IRB English Radio, the program to my brother. Please accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
But never, my faith, no, never. My faith, it's my voice. You may chain both my hands, but never my soul, no, never. My soul, it's my voice.
The greatest aspects of Karbala and its, the tragedy that took place there a long time ago is that it's never forgetful, and people cannot forget that, happening. And it is all because something important happened there. And of course, we had, on the other hand, characters who made this a great, battle remembered and remained throughout the whole history. And I think the single most phenomenal aspect of Karbala is certainly and undoubtedly the glorious personality of Imam al-Hussein. His station is unmatched and of course very much unparalleled. However, certain other, figures and personalities have also contributed, significantly in making this, event a kind of, monumental and everlasting. And these great companions and followers of Imam al-Hussein individually, with their, steadfastness and fortitude, as well as, collectively with their, martyrdom, have, displayed outstanding sacrifice and self-denial. And each companion in every, aspect of his life, his convictions, his beliefs, his objectives, his reflections, his desires to embrace death, has flashed, glimpse of, Imam al-Hussein's, character. These followers had great devotion and, submission to him. And this was actually the reason that, caused Imam al-Hussein's, chest, to swell with pride, which is why he, he has acclaimed them, thus, like, I am not aware of companions more faithful and exalted, than mine. So it shows that Imam Hussein was very much proud of his, companions and followers. And these followers got everything they had from the features and from the path and from the manners of Imam al-Hussein. So Imam Hussein was actually a guide to his followers, and he helped them to find the Ark of Salvation. And it shows that anyone who is going to be guided in this world and also have the final salvation in hereafter need to have the correct and true guide, and that can't be anyone else except, Ahlul Bayt and infallible Imams. So today I want to tell you that one of the greatest, character in Karbala was Zuhair ibn Qain. And you know that Zuhair was, was such a brave, individual from, among these, selfless, companions. And of course, we don't know much about, the earlier parts of his life because it's, covered in obscurity. But, what little one, can, gather from different sources about his life is that, Zuhair was a noble man, a very brave man. And actually, he was the resident of the city of Kufa, and he was certainly a veteran, warrior. And if we talk about, this great personality, it's good to know that we have to talk about, Zuhair's, triest with Imam al-Hussein. this meeting, which, you know, proved to be, you know, actually the turning point in Zuhair's life, you know, has been, you know, covered by great scholar, by great scholars, and in many different books, this meeting has been, you know, recorded. And it is very much narrated that in one of his, you know, Zuhair's journey, Zuhair, you know, happened to coincide, you know, with Imam al-Hussein. And he actually didn't want to encounter Imam al-Hussein. But anyway, despite, you know, his, you know, best efforts and, you know, much to his, you know, consternation, he ended up with Imam al-Hussein, you know, at the same spot and at the same place. So finally, you know, there was a messenger from Imam al-Hussein when they were actually settled in the same area. The messenger, you know, went to, you know, Zuhair and interrupted him, you know, saluted him and addressed Zuhair. And he addressed Zuhair with a very simple sentence that, "Zuhair, I have been sent by, you know, Imam al-Hussein to persuade you to meet him." So this is very much, you know, recorded in the history. And this, you know, coincidence is very much interesting for all of us, specifically for the young generation. So let's now listen to brother, you know, Khalil Jafar. And I'm sure he's going to tell us something interesting about the episode today.
On my 3-year-old star, what can light the night like your eyes? On my 3-year-old moon, what can wash the shadows like your tears? Tonight I heard your voice, my daughter, saying I just want my father. Now I'm here beside you forever. I wanna take you home. Close your eyes, it's time to go. I wanna take you.
One of these individuals was Zuhair ibn al-Qayn. Zuhair ibn al-Qayn was not following the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Zuhair ibn al-Qayn happened to be traveling with his family at the same time that Abu Abdullah al-Hussein was traveling towards Kufa. And every time Hussein stopped, Zuhair stopped away, far. Or he went and stopped front, away, so that he would not have to speak to Imam Hussein. This was Zuhair ibn al-Qayn. At one point, it so happened that they ended up staying near to each other. Zuhair, tired, fatigued with his family, a messenger came to him. "Oh, Zuhair ibn al-Qayn, the son of Zahra has summoned you. He wants to speak to you." Zuhair is thinking, should I go, should I not go? This is where, if Allah has blessed you with a spouse, the kind of spouse that Habib ibn Madahir had, the kind of spouse that Zuhair ibn al-Qayn had. Zuhair's wife said to him, "Oh, Zuhair, the grandson of the Prophet is calling you. The son of Zahra is calling you. What have you got to lose? Go speak to him. See what Hussein has to say. You're not committing to anything." Zuhair went with mixed feelings. No one knows what Hussein said to Zuhair. That will remain for Zuhair to tell us Yawmul Qiyamah. But this much we know, that when Zuhair came back, he was a young man. Zuhair was laughing. He was beaming with nur. Something had been said to him. He had been touched by the love of Hussein. He had been touched by something that was larger than life itself. He gave away all his wealth to his servants. He said to his wife, "Go back to your family. I am going with Hussein now. I am for Hussein." When you read the sermons that were delivered in Karbala, besides the sermons of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, some of the most beautiful and most powerful sermons were given by Zuhair.
Standing here alone,
so far from home. A place where angels cry, where little children die. Hussein has said goodbye, praying some of them survive the torture and the hate. They can't bear to watch him leave. They cry out, Hussein, ya Hussein.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to IRB English Radio. This is the program To My Brother. Once again, we would like to express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein. So brothers and sisters, so today I wanted to show you another outstanding personality and character in Karbala, and that is Zuhair. So when Imam Hussein's, you know, messenger, you know, met Zuhair and, you know, passed him the message and conveyed the message, at this point, you know, he was, he was reluctant and he was actually in doubt to go into the meeting with Imam al-Hussein or not. So his wife, you know, who was actually an eyewitness to the entire, you know, scene, exclaimed, "Glory be to Allah, son of Prophet, you know, wishes to see you, and you, you know, you are in reluctant and you refuse to go. At least see what Imam al-Hussein, you know, has to say." Zuhair, you know, went into the meeting reluctantly, you know, but, you know, we don't actually know what Imam al-Hussein told him and what was all that short meeting about. And before long, you know, he returned looking very grim and, you know, sullen. He ordered, you know, his tent, you know, relocated next to Imam al-Hussein's. And, you know, he turned to his wife and said, "I release you from, you know, matrimony. Return to your family. I have decided to accompany Imam al-Hussein. I will sacrifice my life in order to save him." So this is very, very much, you know, strange for people. They don't know, and we don't know that what Imam Hussein told him and what was the message and what kind of, you know, words was exchanged between Imam al-Hussein and Zuhair. You know, his meeting with Imam al-Hussein was, you know, marked with, you know, awe and wonder. This is very much important. His, you know, conversation with Imam, you know, though very brief, you know, left, you know, an, you know, indelible, you know, impression on his, you know, anguished soul. Imam's words, you know, cut through that anguish and, you know, struck Zuhair at a very, you know, core of his, you know, existence. Those crucial, you know, minutes and moments in the tent, you know, proved to be the turning point, you know, in his life and, you know, rewrote, you know, his destiny. So we always have to pray and to Allah the Almighty, make supplications and make duas that we have to have the correct and, you know, faithful destiny. This is what actually Zuhair obtained through his, you know, meeting with Imam al-Hussein in his tent. So Zuhair, outstanding character, you know, very eloquent, and he even, you know, expressed and gave great sermons. And one of them, I'm gonna be telling you about one of the sermons that Zuhair made and delivered. He said, "By Allah, we shall never forsake you. Should we desert the Prophet's son and leave him, you know, among the enemies and save ourselves, may we never, you know, witness such a day. By Allah, I prefer that I get killed once, then killed again, and repeat this 1,000 times in order that you and the youth from your family may survive." So it shows that Zuhair was very much affected, and he received a great impression. And that moment, sitting with Imam al-Hussein in the tent, was very much effective, and it was a really influential talk, because Zuhair finally got to his true destiny, and he saw what other people couldn't actually see, and he understood what others was not able to understand, and he felt what others actually couldn't feel. So it shows that those moments in the tent was very much effective, and he and those moments helped Zuhair to fight for Islam and to fight for Imam al-Hussein, and he sacrificed his valuable, the most valuable things, his life, for the sake of Islam and for the sake of Ahlul Bayt as well.
Your love makes me cry, and the tears like rain wash away my pains and my fears. After a thousand years, you shine like gold. I don't know why your love never gets old.
Thank you very much for listening to IRB English Radio, the program to my brother. Once again, we would like to express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam. Thank you very much for listening. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
Your love is full of secrets that amaze me. How dwells at hearts that come to you, return happy. After a thousand years, you shine like gold. I don't know why your love never gets old. You're the greatest miracle.